Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good afternoon. I'm Admiral Brad Cooper, the commander of United States Central Command. In this capacity, I lead U.S. military forces in the Middle East. I'm here to provide you an update on Operation Epic Fury, now in our fourth day of execution. First, I'd like to express my deepest condolences to the families and teammates of the extraordinary Americans who've been killed in action. And I'd also like to extend our prayers for a speedy recovery to the wounded.
That's right. It's now six as the most recent total, four of which the names have been released. But yes, four-star CENTCOM commander, that's here at McDillon, Florida, Brad Cooper, giving us an update. And he did what Trump and Rubio and Hegseth and Kane had not really done to date, which was give a lot of details, or at least some details. Of course, some that are, you know, able to be given, basically.
By order of the President of the United States and the Secretary of War, our military in the Middle East is undertaking an unprecedented operation to eliminate Iran's ability to threaten Americans, as they've been doing for nearly half a century. Having spent more than 36 years in the military, I could not be prouder of America's sons and daughters in uniform who are answering the call.
Absolutely. How much? How many sons and daughters?
More than 50,000 troops, 200 fighters, two aircraft carriers, and bombers from the United States are participating in this operation, and more capability is on the way. These forces bring a massive amount of firepower, representing the largest buildup by the U.S. in the Middle East in a generation.
By the way, am I the only one who thinks it's a little bit odd seeing a map of the region, and they're like, here's where the Lincoln is, here's where the Ford is, here's where the cruisers are, here's where the, you know, like,
I know, here you go.
I know, it's, at the same time as we can also say, and if it were a danger, I'm sure they wouldn't allow it to be public, you know, but still, makes me uncomfortable. Actually, interesting sort of side note, you know, the Blue Angels have kind of started doing their stuff, and Blue Angels practice info is by far the most informative Facebook page that's, I think it's run by former Blues. I think it is 90%. I just don't remember for facts. Anyway, they put a note out yesterday. They said, we're watching the recent cancellations of the two West. They're the ones who always say, like, Fat Albert's going to be here at 5:14. You know, like the Delta has passed checkpoint, whatever. Okay. So we are watching the recent cancellations of the two West Coast shows due to current world events and heightened security. Due to current events, we are going to pause publicly announcing Blue Angels movements. And rightly so. This specifically includes beach buzzes and returns to Pensacola from out-of-town areas. We'll pick back up with this once things return to normal and we feel like it's safe to do so. The safety of our nation's military troops is far more important than our desire to see demonstrations. Thank you for understanding. Brian Markovich, United States Air Force, retired. So, right. I mean, that's... I respect that. That's always a mission-first kind of idea, that you never want to do anything that is going to compromise the mission. And, by the way, I say that about the military. I say that about the sheriff's office, the PD, anybody. If they're doing a thing and me publicizing a fact is going to make it harder for them to do their actual job, I will not do it. I don't say it. And, I mean, they know that, too. But that's the point. Like, I want to know, but I don't need to know, you know. So I'm glad that the general is giving us an update. But some of the things I've seen online, I'm like, No.
In the opening hours of Operation Epic Fury, U.S. Central Command forces, together with Israel, delivered overwhelming and unprecedented strikes into Iran. Many of you may remember the shock and awe strikes of 2003. The first 24 hours of this operation were nearly double the scale, and we continue with 24/7 strikes into Iran from seabed to space and cyberspace. Now, we're less than 100 hours into this operation, and we've already struck nearly 2,000 targets with more than 2,000 munitions.
2,000 targets, twice the size of Shock and Awe in 2003. Pretty fantastic. I mean, it is an impressive sudden deliverance of force onto Iran.
We have severely degraded Iran's air defenses and destroyed hundreds of Iran's ballistic missiles, launchers, and drones. And in simple terms, we're focused on shooting all the things that can shoot at us.
And not just us, but anybody in the region, as their retaliation has been just wildly indiscriminate against civilians, people unrelated to the attack. You know, you've got other nation states saying, whoa, 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 you know, we're not even helping. Why are you doing this? Well, because that's who Iran is, right? I know I explained this yesterday, but it is worth reminding that the theory being offered here by Marco Rubio 2 days ago was they were pursuing the ability to make an indiscriminate response of such magnitude that it would be comparable to achieving nuclear deterrence. And we could not allow them to get to that point, because once they had that ability through conventional missiles and drones, there would be nothing to stop them from being able to acquire nuclear weapons. And so they were trying, or had gotten close to being at the point where they could respond so massively with conventional warheads that and overwhelm our own defenses. And they were building missiles faster than we were building defenders. That was kind of the idea. So that's why we're taking out their capability, because if we can't allow them to have nukes, we can't allow them to have the conventional equivalent of nukes, and we can't allow them to have the conventional equivalent of a defense system that allows them to develop nukes, right? That's kind of the argument here.
Our B-2 bombers and B-1 bombers have executed uncontested surgical strikes against multiple missile facilities deep inside Iran. And then just last night, a B-52 bomber force struck ballistic missile in command and control posts.
And the B-52s go in later because they're old and slow and big. And, you know, you got to make sure that the skies are clear. And the skies are super clear. By the way, it doesn't say an awful lot about the Chinese anti-air systems that they were depending on, does it? Maybe cheap Chinese crap. It's not the way to build a great modern military, but I don't want to get too excited about the capabilities that are out there. I'm sure that, you know, the Chinese sold the Iranians the, you know, third-rate 40-year-old equipment, you know, bare model LX, just like we sell people the same thing. I mean, you know the Kuwaiti jet that shot down the three F-15s? I mean, the F-15's an old platform, and it was shot down by an FA-18. You know, it's, right? It's not great. Is that Boeing on Boeing? I guess it would be. Who makes the F-15? I think that's right. Anyway, you know, we don't sell the best stuff. We don't give them the best Bradleys. You know, we don't give them the best Abrams. We don't give them the best F-18s and F-16s. And, you know, we don't give them the best F-35s for sure. So I would imagine the Chinese same thing, but still, it did not. You know, remember when the president said we thought it was going to take longer? I mean, because, you know, we thought they might be able to do anything, and they haven't been able to do anything. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA. They're making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app, available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Let's see here. We just had an accident pop up on Memphis Avenue in West Michigan. I'm seeing no road blockage or delays associated with that. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texts in and says, Andrew, you can see all the warships with satellite easily. There's no problem in giving out the locations widely available. Fair enough. And we're not giving all the information, which is also true. Somebody else says, you know, Tomahawk's first strike took out most of their air defense to begin with. And yeah, I understand. And ongoing, right? What else? Well, this one was the of the actual newsy announcements in this 5 or 6 minute video that they put out on Central Command's U.S. CENTCOM's Facebook page yesterday. Admiral Brad Cooper, the 4-star in charge of CENTCOM here in Florida, says,
"We are also sinking the Iranian Navy, the entire Navy. Thus far, we've destroyed 17 Iranian ships, including the most operational Iranian submarine that now has a hole in its side. For decades, the Iranian regime has harassed international shipping. Today, there's not a single Iranian ship underway in the Arabian Gulf, Strait of Hormuz, or Gulf of Oman. And we will not stop."
I still am amazed, sort of, by this, because, I don't know, the idea of eradicating Iran's military capability was not on my bingo card, even with the military buildup. It's just not the way we normally do foreign policy. I mean, right? But President Trump said, but why not? They continue to kill Americans. They continue to attack their neighbors. They continue to sponsor terrorism. They build mock-ups of our aircraft carrier and shoot missiles at it to prove they can knock out our aircraft carriers. Well, let's find out. Nope. Oh, they lie about it. They lie and say they attacked the Lincoln and successfully, and they did not. So instead, what we're going to do is we're going to put this tremendous plan together with, you know, 50,000 people and 200 planes and a whole bunch of ships. And we're going to go in and knock out their air, knock out their missiles, knock out their ships, which, you know, if anything in this, I'll tell you, this is the one part of this that does. I genuinely feel bad about this. OK, not just the civilians who are killed in all of this. And there are going to be some. Of course, they have killed more. Or tried to kill more by far already, okay? Not successfully, but they have tried. But I think of even like the sailors in the Iranian fleet. You know, they're just kids doing what they're told, maybe conscripted into service. And it's sad that they are led by madmen and had to be destroyed because they were participating in evil. You know, how much control they had to avoid it, I don't know, but it, look, they're still made in the image of God. I wished I could have evangelized them instead. But sometimes the opportunity to evangelize people is not available, and they are threatening you or other people, and you have to kill them. I mean, that's unfortunate. I wish it weren't the case, but it is. So this is good. It's sad that it has to be done, but it is a good thing to be done.
We will continue to conduct dynamic targeting operations. We're hunting Iran's last remaining mobile ballistic missile launchers to eliminate what I would characterize as their lingering launch capability.
Their diminishing lingering launch capability.
Now, in retaliation, the Iranian regime has launched over 500 ballistic missiles and over 2,000 drones. To be clear, Iran is indiscriminately targeting civilians as they launch these missiles and drones. You've seen it on TV. The evidence is crystal clear and overwhelming.
Right, and that's also part of the explanation here is, and I know people who are just against war or against this war or against Republicans' war or, you know, whatever, okay, there's all different angles, don't like to think with, you know, sort of level of depth and complexity and nuance. And by the way, I'm not saying that you're, you know, there's something wrong with you if you're against this war. People can be for reasons. I did see the CNN poll. 59% of Americans do not support this war or opposed to it. I would like to see the subset of that of 50, which, what percentage of people who can actually find Iran on a map? I don't think that's an unfair thing to ask as a qualifier. I know it's harder to do a phone interview with people. You know, where is Iran on a map? Well, you know, there. You know, okay, but you get the point. A limited level of knowledge at least would be nice, and not everybody has even that. But look, the way we conduct war, heavily influenced by Catholic just war theory, Christianity, you even have to do war in a way that, to the best it's possible to be done, honors God and doesn't dishonor the image of Him in even your enemies. You know, why do we take care of prisoners the way we do? I mean, you know, there's reasons. So as we are conducting limited, careful, prudential, ethical warfare, they are shooting rockets off at every citizen they can find. That's the difference. I mean, that is an important difference. Well, you're both doing violence. That's like the people who say that somebody who spanks a kid is the same thing as beating their wife. Like, you're so dumb. You can't make the distinction between justified, limited, purposeful physical force and indiscriminate, wicked, pure violence. It's always been weird to me that people can't make that distinction. Anyway, back to Brad Cooper, not the actor, the four-star general, obviously.
Along the way, every single branch of our military is achieving unprecedented success. I'll talk about just a few of them. Our naval forces have deployed multiple waves of cruise missiles, obliterating Iranian command and control and air defense capabilities. From two aircraft carrier strike groups, we're squeezing Iran from the sea and have them backed into their own ports.
And the Army is also doing amazing things, including their use of long-range missiles that are based on, trucks. I don't know this PrSM system.
U.S. Army fired long-range precision strike missiles called PrSMs in combat, providing an unrivaled deep strike capability.
For the first time. This note made me laugh. This is great.
Also for the first time, U.S. Central Command's drone task force called Task Force Scorpion Strike launched countless one-way attack drones, achieving massive effects. I'd like to point out these drones were originally an Iranian design. We took them back to America, made them better, and fired them right back at Iran.
So the drones that have been supplied to Ukraine or the drones that have been used by Iran, those one-way suicide drones, we studied that. We thought, we can do that better, faster, more effective, you know. So here we go. Taste your medicine. Clear objectives, relentlessly lethal.
Our military objectives are crystal clear, and our people are executing an immensely complex and historic mission with relentless lethality, conviction, and professionalism. And we've just begun. But I have the utmost confidence that we, alongside our partners, will absolutely achieve our military objectives. To all our warriors, Godspeed. Thanks so much.
This is what I was saying the other day, is I like that the president and the military are giving updates, regular information, which is as it should be. You know, I don't always assume that's going to be the case, but it has been in the past, and I'm glad to see them keeping up that tradition. 625 here on News Radio 92.3. Feel free to text in your questions, comments, and as always, you are perfectly welcome to disagree with me on any subject whatsoever. 437-1620. I like disagreement. I celebrate it. I cherish it. I think that's how you make sure your ideas are strong, that they can handle disagreement. People who are afraid of disagreement are admitting that their ideas are weak, and they're, you know, they're too afraid to find out the truth of what they're saying, and they shouldn't. So, you know, I've always believed in the value of disagreement. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Avalon Boulevard approaching I-10, we've got an accident that just happened with roadblock there. So you definitely want to plan another way. That starting to see traffic starting to back up in that area. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Somebody texted and said they got their air defenses from Wish and Temu. Ouch.
Yeah.
So how can you be flippant about death? I mean, I don't know. It's how you process things. I mean, that's just reality. Hey, if you're 64 turning 65, or you're retiring, or you just have questions about Medicare or Medicaid, or, you know, how will my insurance change, you know, and what about Advantage, and what about supplement, what about prescription drugs, and, you know, I've got questions about, you know, it's not open enrollment period, and I have a question, you know, about vision or dental or hearing, and it's, you know, March, who do I call? Well, call Ricky Stewart. She's really good at this stuff. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part, just deals with Medicare and Medicaid stuff. 341-2185. Look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance, insuredbyricky.com, and find out that she will definitely have all the answers that you need right now.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in tomorrow at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, there you have it.
Excuse me, but I used to work in a bar, so I know what it's like to wait on people. And I just wanted to bring to your attention that the service here needs immediate improvement.
Boy, don't I know it. 628 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Four of the six service members killed in the Iranian strike over the weekend are being identified. U.S. Central Command says more than 50,000 troops, 200 fighter jets, and two aircraft carriers are participating in Operation Epic Fury. The first primaries of the midterm election were held in Texas, North Carolina, and Arkansas yesterday. In Texas, Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett and Texas State Representative James Tallarico faced off in a heated race to become the nominee for the U.S. Senate.
Jasmine Crockett lost. What am I going to do for entertainment now? All right, go on.
I just don't know. Well, Andrew, my retirement plan update here. The Mega Millions jackpot has rolled over again. It's up to about $500 million. There's no grand prize winner on Tuesday.
Oh. David, thanks so much for the update.
Anytime.
629 on News Radio 92.3. Dan Crenshaw lost that. I like Dan. I mean, he's fine. Jasmine Crockett is comic relief, man. I don't know. There's enough of them in the House. We'll see what happens in the general election. Just as a side note, you know how Trump lost his tariffs case on the IEEPA tariffs? And, you know, it's a massive amount of money, $175 billion. I mean, that's real money, it's close to. Well, now they're not, you know, the concern had been how quickly will they issue, you know, refunds. And though they had said fast, looks like they're actually asking a court for time to delay to do that, although they got turned down. But in any case, we're talking about billions, plural, of dollars per month in interest, because at the IRS rate, when you don't repay back to the citizens things you owe them, you owe interest at like, I think it's 3%. That's billions of dollars in interest they're accruing.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Iran and Israel trade blows as we enter day five of Operation Epic Fury.
Tehran and other Iranian cities hit by what the Israelis say is their 10th wave of attacks. Government buildings, including those associated with Iran's crackdown on protests, have been hit. This as images of four of the six American service members killed in action were released. Three men and a woman ranging in age from 20 to 42.
Fox's Greg Palcott, an upset in the Texas Senate Democratic primary.
James Tallarico defeated Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett in that hotly contested primary. In a victory speech, Tallarico said he was going to take back Texas. Now, we don't know yet what Republican Tallarico is going to face. The Republican race there is going to come down to a runoff.
It's Fox's Doug Lazader. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. It's 60 degrees right now. Our full forecast from Channel 3 is up in just a few minutes. New court documents are shedding disturbing new light on the murder of 6-year-old Valerie Oliva in Milton. According to a pretrial detention motion, the child was stabbed at least 40 times with two different knives. Investigators say several of her major organs were punctured and she suffered defensive wounds. The documents also state Valerie's mother, April Oliva, made comments while being transported to the hospital, indicating that she knew she was going to jail. Oliva remains held without bond. Her defense attorney has requested a mental evaluation. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves met with City Council President Jennifer Patton and Escambia County Commission Chair Ashley Hoffberger yesterday to talk about the future of the Bay Center. Reeves said the discussion would focus on timeline and logistics for moving the Bay Center conversation forward.
Just have a preliminary kind of timeline, logistical conversation. How do we want this conversation to proceed with them leading both of those bodies and us just trying to, again, figure out what maybe the correct timeline would be. I know there's a meeting attempted to be scheduled at the end of the month, a joint meeting, and looking forward to that.
The mayor says the city's 130-page study on the facility is expected to be released by the end of the week. He received a draft on Monday and says he's awaiting final survey data before making that public. A joint city-county meeting is planned later this month. A homeless man indicted in Pensacola for threatening President Donald Trump is reportedly told Secret Service agents that he'd been trying to get arrested for about a year. Court records show 46-year-old Marcus Hamlet allegedly sent violent emails to several agencies and made verbal threats to staff at the Lakeview Center after being Baker Acted in January. A Secret Service database indicates a pattern of similar threats dating back at least a year, including an arrest in California in October of 2025. Hamlet's being held without bond in the Santa Rosa jail. His trial is scheduled in April. Florida Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson has announced a permanent protection of nearly 2,600 acres of working timberland through the state's Rural and Family Lands Protection Program. The initiative prevents future development while allowing the land to remain in private ownership. Since the program began, roughly 230,000 acres of agricultural land across Florida have been preserved. And the Waterfront Mission says it served more than 4,000 people last year, providing nearly 8,500 nights of shelter between Pensacola and Mobile. Vice President Mark Isbell says they've launched a new token program designed to help even more people get connected with needed services.
And if we can get somebody to actually come to the mission, we have the opportunity to then enroll them in one of our programs that we can offer those life-changing services. And so rather than just handing someone $10 and hoping that it goes towards a meal or a night to shelter, providing them a token provides them so much more, and it provides them that opportunity to really have their life changed.
The mission currently houses between 250 and 270 guests each night. Community members can purchase the $10 tokens online, each covering one night of shelter, meals, and support services. It is 6:35 at News Radio, and let's check in with John Pickens for a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Florida West. They focus on attracting and expanding businesses that create jobs, increase wages, and strengthen Escambia County's economy. Now, we've got an accident if you're on I-10 eastbound, getting off at the Avalon Boulevard exit, we do have an accident in that in the center there, so it's going to cause you some delays. I'm already seeing traffic starting to back up there. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a nice day today with partly cloudy skies, high near 74 degrees. Temperatures tonight dropping near 61 degrees. For Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, high near 73. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Heading into Friday, 20% chance of rain, high near 75. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got sunshine. It is 60 degrees. Your next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Oil prices are moderately higher amid escalating conflict in the Middle East, and after President Trump says the U.S. will make sure tankers can successfully travel through the Strait of Hormuz. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $75.10 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $82.70 per barrel. Retail services firm Advantage Solutions is looking to bolster its cash flow this year despite cautious consumer spending. Advantage Solutions CEO Dave Peacock, the former president of both Anheuser-Busch and Schnuck Markets, said the company is taking several steps to reposition itself financially. Xiaomi said it plans to launch a new X-Ring smartphone processor chip yearly. The company added that it will combine its own chip, operating system, and AI into a single device this year for the very first time. Xiaomi is working on an AI assistant for its products in international markets. Futures are slightly higher as traders assess the U.S.-Iran conflict. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 403, the NASDAQ down 232. That's your money now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SOUND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SOUND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SOUND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You don't need someone yelling at you. You
just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
Last evening, at the very normal time of 2 in the morning, President Trump informed the nation that we were at war with Iran. And now, with some further thoughts, President Trump.
Good evening and happy World War III to all who celebrate. It's me, Donald Trump, FIFA Peace Prize winner and Nobel Peace Prize taker. Yoink! Remember when I did that? I launched this attack after me and my Board of Peace decided that we were bored of peace. Little wordplay there. Did you catch it?
So, SNL, finally got around to watching Saturday's. I never watch it live. It's always kind of like when I get a chance to do it. I was too busy watching all the Sunday shows on Sunday and all the other stuff. But, on the one hand, I was disappointed. And on the other hand, I find myself disappointed in myself for allowing myself to be disappointed.
Wait, I'm confused, Andrew.
Allow myself to introduce myself to myself. So being disappointed indicates that you had expectations that were thwarted, right? Somehow, the naive optimist inside of me is always hoping that SNL is is going to do great, you know, is going to be brilliant and is going to be funny and is going to be fair. And instead, they just keep being them. And, you know, at a certain point, you know, shame on, you know, hurt me once, shame on you. Hurt me 53 times, shame on me, you know. So maybe the fact that I'm disappointed in SNL is a reflection of my own stupidity. But before I watched the show, because I watched it after the war started, I thought, I wonder what SNL is going to do with this. Now, granted, it put them in a time crunch because, you know, the attack happened Saturday morning, got the show Saturday night. They can't ignore it. They can't go ahead with whatever they were going to do, most likely. But the question is, I thought, you know what? I bet they're going to attack Trump. Duh. And I bet they're not going to make fun of dead comedy. Although I think at that time we weren't sure that he was dead, but it's pretty likely that he was dead. I think it was like they would have had to write the sketch. But I thought, you know, there's all kinds of ways you could make fun of the Ayatollah or the leadership or of Iran. There's all kinds of ways you could do it. And they didn't do any of that. But instead, they just did the standard, you know, let's make fun of the president when we're at war.
As we all know, Iran has been 2 weeks away from developing a nuclear weapon for like the last 15 years or something. So we had to act now, and we're doing war. War! What is it good for? Distracting from the Epstein files.
And that got the most reaction from the crowd.
On the campaign trail, I promised no new foreign wars. But listen, wars, plural, right? I'm allowed to do one. I can do one foreign war and possibly one civil.
One foreign war, possibly one civil. Okay.
To all my MAGA voters who are upset and saying, this is not what I voted for. Well, you did. Don't you know who I am? I'm me. Even I don't know what I'm going to do next. Hello from the year 5000. Like, what the hell is that, right? Nobody knows. I'm unpredictable. I'm like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Forrest Gump! Gump! America's favorite time-traveling R-word. He told that story to that nurse on the bench after the feather fell down. Gump!
This was the best they could do for the open? I mean, it's a little funny if you allow yourself to just kind of step into the mindset of we're going to hate Trump and make fun of him. But so we're at war. And listen, I don't mind satire. I like satire. I think it's important. I think comedy is important. You know, they're certainly within their rights to make something like this. It's just, you couldn't come up with anything better. You couldn't come up with a sketch that made fun of the UN Security Council ringing their hands as, you know, America does and Israel do the world a favor and take out known terrorists and destabilize their, you know, their ability to destabilize the region. You couldn't come up with any of that. You instead just, well, we got a Trump impersonator who does a very good job impersonating Trump. Let's just use him a bunch.
I don't get it. People beg and beg for Trump. And then when you get him, you don't like him. What's going on? All right. I'm like new Star Wars movies.
That's a pretty good line.
They see the trailer for Mandalorian and Grogu and they say, never mind. I don't want that. People are asking, why attack Iran now? Well, we had to strike in the early hours of Saturday, which has two advantages militarily. One, it's after the stock market closes for the weekend. And two, it's to cause immeasurable fear, rage, and chaos in the SNL writer's room. Those guys were going crazy. They probably had
That's
a big
funny.
State of the Union address thing they were going to do.
Right.
Not anymore. Jeremy was in it. Poor Jeremy. He's got a light show. Put the whole thing in the trash and start fresh. We love that for them.
All right. So, I mean, that one part that's making fun of themselves, I appreciate that. That's good. But all the rest of it was just such a mess. You say, well, Andrew, it's too much to ask. Is it? What did Jon Stewart do on Monday? I'll tell you in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Okay. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Avalon Boulevard southbound as you approach I-10. Traffic is starting to back up right in that area. Also, 98 westbound. If you're headed toward Windhaven Beach, you're seeing about a 10-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are needing to repair or inspect or you're not sure about or even to replace your, you know, heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, generator, you know, whatever the case may be, Peden will take care of you for all of that stuff. Since 1969, that's when Robert Peden started the company over in Panama City, expanding in product line. It was air conditioning in the beginning to all the things they do today and all along the Gulf Coast from Tallahassee on the east side in the central time zone all the way to not just all the way here, but all the way into Baldwin County and over into Mobile over the last couple of years. So they are everywhere in two time zones and two states. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Good products, good people, good installation. They'll take care of you. And right now, Peden has got a special called the New Year Old Stock Sale. They want you to beat the annual regulatory price bump. You know, rules change, so prices go up because new things have to be built. With Peden's New Year Old Stock Sale, take up to $1,500 off remaining 2025 air conditioning systems before they're gone. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. .com. All right, back to the, you know, somebody says SNL hasn't been funny for years, just my opinion. It's not just your opinion, it's a fact. I think it's objectively true that SNL has not been funny for years, unfortunately. And I just, every once in a while they come and they go, you know, like update gets good and now update hasn't been good for a while. And, you know, sometimes they have a good monologue and sometimes they don't. And, you know, they occasionally get something funny, but for the most part, it's just not. And part of it is because it's just like anything else. You know, too much concentration of viewpoint doesn't allow them to see the humor in other things. And so the stuff with Trump is funny, but it's born of hate, so they don't really see it in enough way to make it as funny as it could be, like a good roast. And they don't see the humor on the other side. You know, what I was thinking is particularly a sketch about Ayatollah Khamenei would have been great. You know, sitting around bragging about how strong they are and bragging about how the Americans can never do anything to us and, you know, then it could all go sideways for him. That could have had funny in it. The UN Security Council could have had funny in it. You know, could have been, I don't know, Iranian soldiers on the front lines bragging about how strong their country is, watching, you know, the tomahawks coming. I mean, there's lots of ways you could have made funny out of this. And those are just ideas, but I'm sure there's other ones. And the point is they didn't take any of that opportunity. They instead just attacked Trump because it was, you know, easy and familiar and it's all they can do. Now, I give you as contrast because it's a good demonstration of how some people, you know, really do have more to offer. And I thought that Jon Stewart actually did a very, very good job on The Daily Show on Monday. You know, he only does Mondays, but he did the Monday show. And he, after talking about his view on Trump and his view on the history of all of this stuff, he actually jumped in there. And, I mean, he said some things that were, I thought, particularly on target related to Ayatollah Khamenei.
How did Operation Epic Fury start?
This morning, the U.S. and Israel launching a major wide-scale daytime attack on Iran. Smoke seen rising near government offices and Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's residence.
Ooh, that's got to rattle Khamenei. Although Khamenei's got to be on high alert. I mean, I doubt he's anywhere near a location that obvious, given the advanced surveillance he's been under from American and Israeli intelligence.
This is the moment that officials say the 86-year-old Ayatollah was killed.
And he stayed in his house. Old people are so
stubborn. It's like, they really are. Like, you cannot tell them anything. Sir, please, you are in danger here. I'm not leaving. This is my house. Yeah, I didn't ask you to stay. You can go. I'm staying. What are they going to do?
See, that's funny.
By the way, there he was, martyred at 86. Man, are the virgins going to be disappointed. I'm sorry, am I going too hard on Khamenei?
Even that is such a great little flick back at the audience. Like, oh, are you offended that I'm insulting the global terrorist leader? I mean, you know, is that bothering you?
Murderous dictator? Like, whoa. Don't make fun of his erectile dysfunction. That's a bridge too far, Stuart. Guy mowed down his own people, but, you know, Viagra's a serious drug.
See, now he's making fun of liberals, too, which is exactly part of the reason I like Jon Stewart is because he'll get both sides equally, right, or at least as ferociously as he can.
No, America apparently had to start an entire war to kill an 86-year-old man in ill health and not wait, I don't know, 3 weeks to let saturated fat do its thing.
And then the whole issue about the indiscriminateness of the response.
But just so you know, Israel and America made their move, and now Iran will make their move.
Iran is widening the scope of its response this morning. Neighbors across the region dragged into the chaos.
Attacks at multiple bases, including those in Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Qatar.
Kuwait, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates.
Basically, the whole of the Gulf.
It's also fired on Europe for the first time, aiming at Cyprus.
What? Cyprus? I don't even know where that is. Is Cyprus even on that risk board? I don't even think it's around there.
He showed the risk game map.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. America and Israel attack Iran. And Iran's answer is to just attack everybody.
Yeah, that's it. Last piece here.
You know, having been in a bar fight or two in my life, I'm pretty sure the worst thing you can do during a two-on-one beatdown is slap everyone else. Hey, not every part of me is getting punched. What are you doing? Hey, you!
So I only play that. I mean, it's relatively funny, but I play that as contrast, that there's always humor to be found in other places. But SNL can only see it because they're only motivated by hate. Or there's not enough writers in the writer's room who are willing to say, hey, I got an idea for, you know, first of all, why don't we not do the obvious thing that everybody's assuming we'll do? Let's be creative and come up with something different. Because, oh, by the way, you know, Jon Stewart's able to do it. So, I don't know, just a thought, a suggestion for the dear, kind fellows. SNL, if they happen to be listening. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Celebrate Easter at Great Southern, Angelina's Supper Club, Limona di Primavera, A Celebration of Spring, and so much more. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local,
dependable. You've got mail.
Good morning, 6:55, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with the accident that happened on Avalon Boulevard southbound. It is traffic is now backed up all the way to Del Monte Street, so be aware of that. Looks like I-10, I-110 are looking good, but if you're trying to get onto NAS Front Gate, traffic is backed up about a 45 to an hour wait from what we're hearing online. So thank you for that tip. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Yeah, somebody texted and says something has got to be done about this main gate in Pensacola. I know they're sending everyone through the main gate to get passes, even if it's a day pass. But for those of us who drive to NAS every morning for work, we are sitting for 45 minutes to an hour to get from Barrancas to the main gate. Right now, I have sat through six cycles of the light turning off on Gulf Beach Highway and a Navy Boulevard because traffic has not moved. This is a huge accident waiting to happen because people are impatient and are swerving around cars in the intersection. Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. I not with my, like, eyes on the situation to assess it, but I assume that's the problem is if you have, because of the security situation, because of what happened the other day at the, you know, guy crashing the beach, and not doing anything, but then, you know, that's a security issue, plus war environment. They're sending everybody who visits there, every civilian has to go through the main gate to the visitor control center, which is at the main gate, unfortunately sharing the same road that all the people who work on the base have to go through. And that takes up a line, and that creates traffic problems, and you have what you have. I know, it sucks. It definitely does, and I don't have a solution for you. I wish I did. I guess if you work on the inside the perimeter control, you could go in the west gate, but they're not open, right? Don't they open at 8? When does the back gate even open? I thought they opened not at the same time as the front gate, so I could be wrong about that. But yeah, it's a problem. But what's the solution? I mean, if they had a solution, they'd be doing it, you know? So I'm sorry, but yeah, and it's going to be this way, it looks like, for a while, I would think. 6:57, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says he'll testify before the House Oversight Committee about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Committee Chair James Comer made a post on X sharing that he looks forward to the testimony and commended Lutnick for his demonstrated commitment to transparency. The father of a Georgia high school shooting suspect has been found guilty on all counts for contributing to the alleged actions of his son. Colin Gray was charged with second-degree murder after his teenage son allegedly shot 11 people and killed four. This was the shooting at Appalachie High School back in 2024. Prosecutors say Gray supplied the murder weapon, even though there were signs his son would inflict harm with it. And thousands will remember the 1965 march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama this week. The 61st Annual Bridge Crossing Jubilee is taking place on Sunday, March 8th.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, John, yesterday I forgot to mention happy birthday to Florida.
Oh,
yesterday wow. Was 1845. We became the 27th state, so we're just 181 years young.
Did you eat all the cupcakes?
I couldn't bring myself to blow out all those candles.
Okay. So, I was worried and I was wondering.
It was also, and sometimes people forget which things go together in history, but it was also in 1991, the Rodney King incident that led to the LA riots. So, you know, some good things, some not so good things, whatever. This day in history, we had a number of things. For example, the Constitution went in effect as the first congressman in New York City 237 years ago, 1789. By the way, this is one of those things. I know we're celebrating the 250th anniversary because we date the anniversary of the nation to 1776. I've always kind of questioned that. Because, like, you know, yes, that's when we declared independence, started the Revolutionary War. But we didn't win that war for a little while. And then after we won the war, you know, we did like Articles of Confederation for a little while, and that was terrible. And then we did the Constitution, and, you know, that was better. And then 2 years after that, we did the Bill of Rights. And I mean, you know, just to me, 1789 is the year, but I know I'm all alone on this.
So. Yeah, Andrew, I worry about you, brother.
You know, the fall of the Berlin Wall was the bicentennial in my mind, but whatever. Nobody cares what Andrew thinks about these things, so we'll just move on. Oh, we're going to be talking to the mayor next hour. I'm not building this up more than it is. I have one of the coolest pieces of information that he and I are going to talk about in about 40 minutes. You'll be very satisfied. Stream us.